Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in with me on this lovely Thursday afternoon. I hope y'all had a wonderful day, and I hope everybody's enjoying the challenge. If you haven't hopped on the journey, hopefully you decide to start your 30 days today, because I promise once you start this challenge, your whole life is going to change. Once you make a mental shift in your beliefs, once your whole paradigm changes, then everything else. You see things in a whole new light that you've never seen it before. The opportunities that you didn't once realize, you'll start realizing. The people you didn't once know, you'll start meeting. So that's what this whole 30 Day Success Challenge is about, y'all. So tonight is about finding success in the journey. Okay, we did the first 30 days. Now we're on 30 more days. So throughout this success challenge, you know, there's been several things. You know, if you kept up with the first 30 days, there was a lot of different things that I manifested. You know, crazy stuff, you know, from just coming up with large sums of money right on the spot, or, you know, the trip that I made for my daughter, just different things that I was speaking into existence and actually focus on long enough to make it happen. So what I've realized is, of course, it feels good when you want something and you get it. You know, like, especially for me, the biggest thing was taking my daughter to Disneyland, because I didn't know how I was going to make that happen. So that was a big one for me. All I knew was that I wanted her to be there for her first day, and we made it. Wonderful experience. She enjoyed herself. But, okay, now that was a few weeks ago, you see, so of course, I'm not just going to stay there. That wasn't the end. Like, oh, I manifested this now I'm done. It never works like that. Think about the job that you may have now that you thought, okay, once I get this job, I'm good. That's all I want. And now maybe, you know, even if you're not unsatisfied, you probably like, you know, I like this, but maybe I want to do more. Maybe you're not satisfied with your job at all anymore, even though that might have been something that you wanted to have strongly in the past. So what I've realized is, you know, the manifestations, getting what you want, that does feel good, but that only gives you gratification for a short period of time. And even short is relative, so I can't say short like, oh, maybe it's 2 days. But even if you get something and it gives you, you know, satisfaction for a real long time, the thing is, it's not going to be permanent. You know, no one person can make you feel, you know, you can't focus on just one thing or one person to get your happiness from that. No material objects, and not even no other human being, is going to ever be able to be just your sole source of happiness, because that's not what we were built here to do. You know, we were all born alone, and we came here to experience everything in our own journey, in our own perspective. So 30 Days to Success, like, the biggest thing that I've learned is just really in enjoying the journey. Okay, how can you even consider yourself to be successful if you don't even enjoy your life? You know, we hear about people who are like, well, you know, I make so much money, but I don't even have time to spend it. And you know, if they don't have time to spend money, they probably don't even have time to spend with their loved ones. You see, sometimes we get wrapped up into this thing also. Oh, you know, I work hard for my kids. You know, I hear rappers say that all the time. I'm doing it for my kids. You know, they're going to be straight. But the rappers never with their kids. And I'm not speaking about all of them, but, you know, some of them this applies to. They're never with their children. They're making money, though. Their kids might got the flyest J's, might got their child support, might be on fleek and all that. But they don't have the actual parent in their life. So is that a success? You see what I'm saying? So that's my whole point. We have to enjoy what we're doing, you know. And anytime you're passionate about something, that's really where your success lies. Because what I figured out with this, you know, there's a million ways to make $1 million, y'all. You know, there's a million ways that hasn't even been thought of to make $1 million that I'm pretty sure I have future listeners on the line right now who will be coming up with some of those multi-million, multi-billion dollar ideas, okay? But it's not about that. It's about just actually enjoying what you do. Something that I've learned to ask myself, you know, because I've tried several different business ventures, y'all. You know, some of them lasted longer than others. Some of them are just dormant, but just because a business goes dormant doesn't mean that it's dead. You know, it can come alive anytime. But what I've learned is that, you know, I look at what I do, anything that I decide to get into, anything that I dedicate my time to, the first thing that I've learned to ask myself is if I would do it for free. I mean, period, point blank. You know, you can do, they have grids like, okay, right. Oh, I'll tell you exercise two that I did. I got this from a book. I actually got it from 3 Feet from Gold. I meant to tell y'all about that. Great book. Okay. Shouts out to my friend, a new friend that I made. Maurice told me about that book. I absolutely love it. It's a great read. I recommend it to everybody on the challenge, y'all. From the title itself, you should know a little bit what it's about. 3 Feet from Gold, okay? And it's from the Think and Grow Rich Napoleon Hill Foundation. So that's what this is about. But anytime that you're doing something, make sure you would do it for free. I looked in the book and it had an exercise. It said on one page, write 10 things that you just enjoy doing, like that you love to do. So it doesn't matter. You know, for me, I had like traveling, eating, you know, just different stuff. I did put 10 things that I like to do. And then it said on the other side of the page, write 10 things that you're good at. Okay, so, you know, I can do photography, you know, certain things. I like to speak, I like to write. So I wrote everything that I'm good at on the other side. Now, from that list, and this is just, you know, a little exercise that the book gave, so I wanted to share that with you all for somebody who might still be trying to find their passion. From those two lists, you pick one. You narrow the whole list down to just one. So then you're like, okay, out of all things that I like to do, this is what I love to do the most. And out of all things that I have skills to do, this is what I would rather do. Like, if, you know, so for me, I love to travel because that's something I do in my sleep. Like, since I was a kid, I always found ways to make it places, okay? So I love to travel, and I also love to speak. So those were my two. But just to make a long story short, everything that I do nowadays, especially since I've been on this challenge, because I never understood it to the degree that I do now, if it doesn't make me happy, if I'm not enjoying myself doing it, I'm sorry, I can't do it. And please, don't jump off the deep end now. If you're in a situation, you have to kind of let stuff unfold, because you have to remember that where you're at now, that's not permanent. That's just what you've already manifested into your life. You see, we understand from this challenge that our physical environment is only a reflection of what has been going on in the mental realm, in our mindset. Everything that we think about, it grows. And when you think about something so much, it grows to the point that it actually manifests itself. You see, so any situation that you have, even if you're with a lover, if you have a relationship, you manifested that relationship and you also manifested that type of person into your life because they were the direct reflection that you needed for your growth. You see what I'm saying? So with this whole challenge, y'all, like, I've learned it's really about enjoying what you do. Even if you're not in a situation that you want to be in right now, that's not permanent. Everything passes. So think about it like this. This too shall pass. But now, the difference in before and now is that now we're starting to understand that we're consciously creating our own realities. That changes everything, okay? It's like, you know, think about it like this. Consciously creating your reality, there's a difference because this is pivotal, y'all. We're actually on the leading edge of just growth and development. We're on the leading edge of life. Because once you start to understand that everything comes from the mind and then it takes physical form, then you start to really pay attention to what you're thinking about, okay? And for me, I found that when I feel good, you know, that's what I always tell y'all. Make sure that you wake up. Make sure that you get yourself on the right foot. We talked about meditating yesterday. For those of y'all who didn't get to tune in last night, I gave two tips that you should do. And check out the show. I'll just go back over them again, okay? Let go. You know, just surrender. And also take at least 15 minutes a day to meditate. It'll make a tremendous difference in your life. Okay? But what I see is that, you know, if you're not happy, you're not going to really produce anything that comes from a good place. Think about when you're mad, when you're angry. Now, if you want to live, you're not going to really necessarily be like, okay, me hopping in my car right now is the best decision for me to make. It's probably not. If you're angry, you want to be far away from your car, all right? In this book also, it was crazy because everything that I've been learning on this challenge, I'm starting to read books, and it's just confirmation, along with new knowledge. But what a person in that book recommended, 3 feet from goal, once again, they say never make a decision in your valley, which means in your low point. And that makes sense. Think about, you know, how many times have you been in an argument with somebody that you might love and say something that you just wish you didn't say? Like, after you calm down, you're like, man, I wish I didn't say that. That was just, you know, I wish I didn't say that. But you said it because you were in a low space. We're never productive when we're on a low frequency, y'all. And so that's why I always emphasize, make sure you get yourself on the right foot. Make sure you're happy. Because anything that comes out of that, you already know that you're making a good decision. Even, you know, through this challenge, I still don't have millions, trillions of dollars in my bank account. But I don't even care about what's in my bank account. I don't care about any physical circumstance that I have going on right now, because I understand that what I have going on right now is something that I previously created. So right now, I don't focus on what's going on, because that's old news. Look around you. Look at your whole situation. All of that is old news. Now you're on to the next thing. So that's why we focus on what we want, okay, because that's where we're headed. And so with this whole challenge, it's like I've seen just a difference. You know, even some days you might have an off day, like, because, you know, nothing's perfect. And now we know that we can talk ourselves back into feeling good. It's all about having focus, y'all. It's all about being focused, not having sloppy thinking. You know, I'm going to give a quick little example. I got about 3 minutes left, and I just wanted to give an analogy for y'all to think about it. What do most people do with their thinking? This is just an analogy. Most people, they wake up, maybe they feel good, maybe they had a good night's rest, maybe they didn't. So now they don't even think about trying to make it better or adjust their focus. They're just like, okay, whatever, I'll just go. So to give an analogy and about driving, that's like just being like, okay, I'm going to, you know, get in my car today and I'm just going to drive. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm just going to drive. You know, I might pull over if some cars make me pull over and push me to the side of the road. You know, I might stop to eat if I happen to drive into the drive-thru of a restaurant. And that's what people do. So, you know, people are not consciously directing their lives. So some things you hop into feels good. You see something you like, you feel good. Yay. You see something you don't like, you feel bad. I don't like living my life like that. And I'm so glad that I found out that you don't have to live your life like that, okay? So that's why focus is key, you know? Focus on your thoughts. Just focus on what you're thinking about. And you'll see in thinking consciously, you'll be like, wow, you'll start making associations. I had this conversation, I've been thinking about this, and now look what manifested. And one thing that you can be for sure about is anytime you make a decision from a good place and you know you was in a good place, you don't have to regret that decision, because that's your higher self telling you to do that. Okay? And I went into a lot of this on last night's episode, so definitely check out last night's episode if you weren't on the line, y'all. It was really good information. So success is in the journey. If you're not happy doing what you're doing, you're not successful. I'm sorry, but I don't want to be that rich guy that's just, like, miserable. I don't want to be that person. Money doesn't bring happiness, okay? Nothing. Even health doesn't bring happiness. Think about how many healthy people take their health for granted every day. And think about how many cancer patients would just be blessed to just be like, you know, I wish I could just go a day without having to think about chemotherapy. I wish I could just run through my hands through my real hair. You see? So I just like to give those extreme examples because nothing outside of yourself is ever going to bring you happiness. You have to find happiness first, and then success follows. And that's what this is all about, y'all. You're always going to be on to the next. We'll never be finished. Once you accomplish all of your goals that you have set now, you're going to have a whole new list of goals. So what are you going to do? Be sad or depressed until you hit those goals? 5 seconds left. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I love y'all. Go to the website and just subscribe. Peace.